In the first reading today from the book of Daniel, we heard this great story and testament of faith from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know the story. They defied their king after they were summoned and was asked to worship the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar built. And when they said no, they were bound and thrown into a furnace, yet they did not burn. We experience also at times being thrown to fiery furnace. And sometimes when we are thrown into situations like this, you know, at least looking back in my own experience, in my own weak testimony of faith, rather than hold my ground, I question, like, God, why are you putting me through this? Sometimes it can even lead to despair, to questioning, to complain. Lord, I have been so faithful to you from the very beginning. You know, I don't deserve this. Why are you not rescuing me from this? We did not hear those complaints from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. With great faith and courage, they just submitted to what was given to them. Sometimes we have to get thrown into the fire, in order for us to realize the importance of our faith. We might not understand it, we might question it, but that doesn't change the fact that sometimes it is necessary. Sometimes we need a fiery furnace to burn off the things that bind us. Life would be a lot easier if we did not have to go through things like that. It would be better if we never had to pick up those cards off the ground. But also, from there, if we remain faithful, the glory of God is made visible. Just like what we've seen with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What's your fiery furnace in your life right now? That situation that tests your faith, that situation that calls for boldness in action, faithfulness in the midst of adversity, and what are the binds that need to be burned off in your life. In the story of these three guys, the only thing that burned off were the shackles that bound them. It's not a fun place to be, but it is in those moments where we see God at work. Just when we think the flames are going to take us, when we can't take the heat anymore, God shows up and whispers in our ears, "I am with you. I am with you." And that word, "I am with you," is a blanket of comfort and safety for us. And we watch the ties that binds us fall to the ground and burn away. From then on, or until the next furnace, we can move with confidence that God is with us, protecting us, guiding us, and refining us into that person that He wants us to be. May we be inspired by the great courage and testimony of these three guys. I was reading a little bit last night about them, and they were actually teenagers. Well, not too young, but like they said, probably in their 20s when this happened to them. They came from the aristocratic background before they were brought to Babylon. Their names were changed to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But later on, because of the prophet Daniel's interpretation of the dreams of King Nebuchadnezzar, they were also promoted and were given great responsibilities in Babylon. But they were willing to give it, they were willing to give all that up as a testimony of faith. Let us pray for the courage and strength in our own discipleship.